Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. The title of this podcast is NICU-MT Benefits and features Dr. Jane Stanley's responses to questions frequently asked during online trainings and webinars.
The overall impact is that medical care is improved. Infants have fewer negative side effects, have less difficulty after they leave the NICU because of the interventions that we're doing. We also find they leave earlier and go home to their families faster, which makes the families happier. But also we know that the babies thrive better in the home environment than they do in the NICU environment. There's now a large body of research that shows multiple benefits. First one is stress reduction. This problem of stress in the NICU is one of the biggest problems for the infants with long-term consequences. Stress hormones flooding the brain affect neurological development in a negative way. And we know that babies will not thrive when they are stressed. We know that their weight will be decreased. They will not neurologically gain control of responses to the environment if they are stressed. And we see long-term detriments from that. The first research starting with music in the NICU simply played recorded music in order to reduce stress and had dramatic impacts. Giving the brain something positive to listen to caused pleasure hormones to flood the brain and reduce the impact of the stress that comes from medical care. And babies need to learn to attach to the parent and bond with the parent. In the United States, this is a problem. Our NICUs are regionally located, and premature babies are often helicoptered to a location with the kind of intensive care that they need. The parent may have remained in a different geographic area, especially if the mother had a cesarean, and it may be a week or more before she is going to be able to move to the location of the baby. If there are other children at home, she may find that she is not able to visit as often as she would like, and the baby does not develop any sort of attachment or bonding. And the first thing that is done is to have the mother express some breast fluid onto a sanitary piece of cloth that is placed in the isolate, because smell is one of the first systems to develop neurologically. And the smell of the mother helps the baby identify and relate and begin to bond. But we find that parents providing music while they're holding the baby is another profoundly effective way for the babies to begin to form an attachment with the parents. When we talk about parents, we are talking about the stress that they feel, and the research shows that mothers are different from fathers. Men are stressed that they can't be in control, that they can't manage, that they can't fix this problem. Both parents are often overwhelmed with the amount of medical equipment, the fact that they can't touch their baby or interact with their baby as they would like to. So the typical kinds of counseling interactions that we do with stressed individuals for relaxation is a large part of what we do in the NICU with parents. Also, we want parents involved. This is family-centered music therapy, and parents need to learn how to interact with their baby without overstimulating this immature neurological system. They need to know how to interact for attachment and bonding. They need to be looking for the developmental cues to indicate their baby is making progress, or to know how to use music to stimulate those cues. Those are all training programs that we do, again, by referral for needs that the parents have. Not all of the babies that are treated in the NICU will survive. So sometimes parents have anticipatory grief or bereavement, and hospice music therapy is very much a part of NICU music therapy in terms of dealing with parent needs if the infant is not going to survive or actually dies while under NICU care. Finally, as parents get ready to take this infant home, they are again stressed and needing assistance. While the baby was in the hospital, it was fed, bathed, clothed, medicated, monitored for safety by the medical staff. Now the parent has to take over that role, realizing that this baby is not like a typical baby. It has very different characteristics that they need to learn about and they need to know how to handle. Some babies go home on oxygen and parents need to know how to handle specialized equipment or specialized care. Sometimes they do not know what to do when the baby is restless or irritable. Research shows typically that premature infants are extremely irritable, usually when they go home from the hospital. They sleep for very short periods of time, sometimes less than 2 hours. They wish to feed every 2 hours. They have small intake of fluids and multiple periods of time, and parents get very little sleep or have very little assistance. Again, we can show parents how to use music to prolong the baby's feeding and to increase the amount of fluid intake so that that baby sleeps longer. We also find that listening to music and relaxing burns fewer calories and weight gain is improved. It is not a tremendous difference in terms of babies listening to music or without music, but it's always a positive benefit of the music itself. Physiological variables such as heart rate, blood pressure, respiration rate are usually very unstable in premature infants, and they are monitored very carefully, and babies often have crises related to problems with heart rate or blood pressure, respiration rate. Music seems to make those physiological variables smoother. It regulates heart rate, blood pressure, and respiration rate is the most readily changed with music. Again, respiration rate improves, stress is reduced, hormones flood the brain that are pleasure hormones, oxygen saturation is increased, oxygen can be reduced. And if the parent is providing that music, we're getting multiple benefits across all of these areas. Reduction of pain. The latest research is showing the more pain the premature infant is subjected to by the medical treatment, the greater the proportion of white cells that develop as the neurological system of this premature baby is developing in the NICU. That disproportionate amount of white cells leads to all sorts of special ed needs later in life. Reducing pain, allowing the baby after a painful procedure to go back to sleep as quickly as possible is a huge benefit. So music played following a painful procedure allows the baby to again have pleasure hormones that allow the baby to return to sleep and relaxation and reduces their stress. Hyperresponsiveness is a problem that again damages neurologic development. The baby's neurological system, their brain develops in the third trimester. So if a baby is born at 24 gestational weeks, the entire third trimester is happening, the third trimester of development is happening in the NICU in the presence of all of these negative medical indicators. Hyperresponsiveness is the immaturity of the neurological system responding to environmental stimuli and to medical stimuli. And when the baby is hyperresponsive, the neurological system is overwhelmed, brain cells quit dividing, and the neurological development is damaged. Research with babies that are born severely prematurely, 24 to 28 weeks, when they are 9 years old and have had MRI scans, shows there's up to one third less brain volume for those babies because of this aspect of impaired neurologic development due to the stressors of the NICU. Again, the multimodal procedure that we have done is that we have developed and researched is developed specifically to reduce hyperresponsiveness, to allow the baby to be in the presence of multiple environmental stimuli without overwhelming the neurological system.
Thank you for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2024.